Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with
swimming
tonight's
when
guest,
we fly.
Life coach, speaker, and artist, Mona Green.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have
musical
always shined.
Lovely Pang. I am Martin Durr, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so looking for this show, forward to this show. As a matter of fact, we almost did this show almost to the day 2 months ago when Mona Green was going to be our guest in studio at Vortex Dome LA, which we miss very much. And then something happened. Something happened for the whole world. And everybody stayed at home. So we all went to our homes. And so much has happened in these past 2 months. And in getting to know Mona and talking to her, it reminded me of something that I've shared with a handful of people. And I'll share it publicly now, but so I've said to some people that there are those who, when they do for themselves, they really do for themselves. Like, they're the only ones that really seem to get anything out of them doing for themselves. Like, they actually say that they're doing for other people in some cases, but they're really doing for themselves. We might call those people a little selfish, self-centered, or unconscious. We're not putting names on it necessarily, but we all know people like that. Interestingly enough, we all know, I hope so, people who, when they do for themselves, they are really doing for others. And it sounds maybe counterintuitive. It's like, how can they be doing for others if they're doing for themselves? Because it makes them happy. Like, you can tell they're really happy to do for others. In which case, in a way, they're doing for themselves. Actually, that's how I see it. And some people, like, even if they go get an education or even if they go take some time to themselves, it ends up being, in the end, good for others too, because they're more relaxed, they're able to take care of their family better, or they've learned something and now they can help their clients better or people at work. So people who do for themselves and they're the only ones that seem to gain, and people that do for themselves and others gain. So it has become ever more clear during this stay-at-home time of the distinction between those kinds of people. I have noticed so many people doing for themselves, and they're the only ones that are gaining. And so many people that are doing for themselves what they feel is right to do, and so many people in the world are gaining. And that's inspired by what our guest Mona Green and I spoke about, and what Lily Fangs is also doing out there in the world. And so we'll get to talk more about that and with them when we come back on our Life Changes Show at Home edition right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as the Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
So, yes, this is The Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and I am Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Glazier. I don't know if I explained that well enough. I've never done that before, but I know you get it.
It sounds like we're reframing what it means to be selfish.
Like self-full.
Self-full, yeah. Full of self.
No.
That's well, can be. Okay. It depends on how you look at it.
Okay. We're figuring it out, so thank you for helping me figure it out.
Take it away.
So seriously, our guest and our musical guest, two amazing women, each in their own right, doing for themselves and for other people, and so many people are gaining from that. Our guest has inspired Living Life on Purpose, the title of our show. She is a speaker, a life coach, an artist, and she is Mona Green. Mona, thank you, and finally, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me. I am thrilled to be here.
It's great to have you here. although it would have been great in the dome, but hey, it's going to happen. Good things are happening. So our conversation inspired what I said in the monologue. Did that wrap up? You know, how did that land for you?
I see it slightly differently. I think of the idea of the self more on a model of concentric circles, right? So what you were describing about people doing for themselves, is when we're looking at our sense of self as strictly being us as an individual. But there are those that, through personal development work, development of consciousness or whatever, are able to expand that sense of self, maybe a concentric circle or two out, which means that whatever it is that they're doing for themselves is actually benefiting not just their immediate environment, but maybe sending a little ripple out to their community as well, if that makes sense. So
that does make sense. And that aligns with what I was saying. So we haven't come to exactly how to say that, but we're saying the same thing. And one of the things that inspired what you said is how, and I love this, how you invite your clients to do for others. But before we get into that sometimes when we, like, it could be a never-ending process when we go within. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, if you want a good journey or a good movie to watch, the movie of your life is always going to be compelling. and there's always going to be more to peel back, more to discover, more to put under the microscope. And it can be enthralling and it can be really, really fulfilling as you peel back those layers. So for most of us who undergo this journey, particularly at the beginning, it becomes almost addictive, right? Because there's always something new to discover or to improve. And when we think about it, you know, the pursuit of becoming a better person is a very noble pursuit. The consequence of that, you know, has a positive outcome. So not many of us think of what could the potential negative byproduct of that could be. But the very real byproduct of that, if left unchecked, is that we become a little bit self-absorbed and a little bit self-centered. And we're right. So interested in improving ourselves and our particular world that our world becomes very, very small. Mm. And where we get into trouble is when our world is small, our problems feel really big.
Wow, nice.
And so I've found in my work with my clients and my own personal process as well, that oftentimes the best thing that you can do in a moment like that isn't to make your world smaller by digging more. It's actually to make your world bigger, because the bigger that you make your world, the smaller your problems become when you apply that lens of perspective.
Nice. The smaller the personal problems, for sure, mm-hmm. Become. And so one of the things that you have done to help your clients look at their world, expanding their world that way, is what?
Well, you know, more than inviting them to think of other people, I actually contractually have them sign up to for every hour that they receive of coaching, to give an hour of some sort of community service. So it's a 1-for-1 ratio where we're spending an hour doing a deep dive into their psyche, their world in the small sense, but that they're giving the same amount of energy and time to cultivating that more worldly view and being a part of something bigger, and thereby reminded that, you know, they're not the center of the universe, they're the center of their universe.
Mm. And it kind of reminds me, like, some students coming out of college who want to go straight into a graduate course of study, and some colleges actually say, no, go out in the quote-unquote real world and get some experience, and then that things make more sense when you continue the study. And that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, I mean, we're always learning. It helps us to perhaps look at our learning in a structured way as well. But that's definitely a process that never stops. It's up to us to either do it consciously or unconsciously.
And what I find amazing, and we were talking about this, you and I, and would be so great to share, and we can talk more about this later as well. What I find amazing is that people, when they think about other people and giving, they don't know necessarily how. And sometimes the first thing that comes up is, well, I don't have money to give.
Right. And I think that's a consequence of the society that we live in, because we're so socialized into thinking that money is the source for our security, our stability. And to a large extent, it really is. You know, I'm not going to knock that, but we have a whole slew of other resources at our disposal that we rarely think about. You know, time is a common resource that we do acknowledge, but what about our resources like our connections? What about our imagination? I think that our imagination is probably the biggest untapped resource that we have at our disposal that is free, and kind of like time, it is always being used, whether we're using it consciously or unconsciously. And the tricky thing about imagination as a resource being used unconsciously is that if you're using it unconsciously, chances are it's being used to stoke your fears rather than your dreams. So I have a great example of a conversation I had with a client just a week or two ago, and she's in a position to help financially members of her community. And she's a self-made woman. She's worked very hard to get to where she was. And she told me, she said, you know, I feel kind of weird and guilty just giving people money right now. And I said, well, why are you just giving money? She said, well, what else am I going to give? And I told her, you know, think about yourself 15 years ago before you had everything that you have today. Think about yourself in 2008 when the financial crisis hit and you were left without a job for a year. Other than money, what could you have used? And that simple exercise in encouraging her to use her imagination and also her own experience helped her identify three different ways that she could use, or three different avenues that she could help people in her community. So she started mentoring a couple of people, counseling a couple of people, because she's a lawyer. So she started just giving legal advice to folks trying to figure out how to manage, a bankruptcy and very real things that are happening right now. And in her experience, from the feedback that I've gotten from her, that's been a lot more fulfilling for her in terms of her ability to help as well. So she benefited from it as well.
Nice. I love that example. And actually, I know you practice what you preach in more than one ways. And so when we come back, we're going to look at Mona Green and how she puts these concepts into play in her life and has over the years. And so we're going to get to talk more with Mona a little later on, live music or live spoken word, actually, and music with our musical guest and spoken word artist, Lily Fangs, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us.
They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome, L.A., on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and online with our guest, Mona Green. And Mona, one of the things I liked about you right away is how you spoke about your experiences and how they related to the work you do. And so, for example, everybody hits walls. It's not just because we know how to navigate them, either tear them down or go around them or over them or whatever or through them. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen to us. And you've hit a couple walls along the way, and you've had to use your tools. Can we talk about that a little bit?
I've hit more than a couple. Yeah, sure. You know, you mentioned how it relates to my work. I think after a couple of years of doing this coaching work, I hit my first wall, which was that of realizing that I was helping one specific subsection of society. And while the work felt fruitful because my clients were doing excellent work and finding themselves and purpose again, that I didn't feel comfortable just helping people in that particular demographic, that demographic being financially successful and kind of having already climbed the first mountain. And I said to myself, okay, well, you know, I have time because I keep my practice intentionally small. There's got to be a place where I can do more. So I made a deal with myself that for every two normal full paying clients that I get, I offer half a cycle of coaching to a person from a disenfranchised community who's an excellent coaching candidate who simply just can't afford the fee that I charge for one-on-one services. And that became my initial way of providing a bigger level of accessibility to my work, but also sparked a line of inquiry inside of myself into, you know, what impact I wanted to have in the world and who it was that I wanted to help. Because to be a coach and to believe in the coaching process, you know inherently the power of the work. Mm. And you believe in the work. And I also believe that we have a lot of work to do to make this world more equitable for everybody and better for everybody, not just a specific subsection of society. And it became almost like my activism started finding its way more and more into my work. And now pretty much everything that I do finds itself at the intersection of personal development, yes, but also services activism and art. Finding a way to weave art into the equation is also really important.
And that's also ties into, like you encourage your clients to do, part of your community service or service to the community. And community is important for many reasons. I like how you think of the health of the community mm-hmm. reflecting on us and vice versa.
Well, absolutely. I mean, our communities are a great place for us to see what our level of consciousness is at as individuals. If our community is struggling with something, any sort of inequality, that just tells me as a coach and an observer that we haven't done enough work looking at our shadow and not judging it and not resisting it and not trying to vilify it, but instead bring it to a place where it's out in the open, it's unjudged, and it can therefore be healed. So when you see communities that are successful, they usually follow a set of principles that if we follow as individuals, create health. You know, there's a level of transparency, there's a level of movement of resources. There is a sense of security that permeates the community. And if you apply those three principles to a human being, that's a human being who's thriving. You know, if you feel safe, you can create. If you understand that your level, that your worth isn't tied to what you have, you don't really feel the need to hold on to a lot of stuff. So you're good about circulating things in and out of your life. I think if this experience right now that we're all having collectively is teaching us something, is that this virus is really just giving us an opportunity to identify what parts of our community need a little bit more love and a little bit more attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And giving love and attention, and like your client that you mentioned earlier, the attorney, sometimes they don't know how to give that love and how to give that attention. And it's not just about go out and find the first charity or just do what your friends are doing or something like that. You actually, I want to go back to this because it's so important, because a lot of people don't know how to help. You actually have them do research, and then it has something they connect with. Please elaborate on that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons, because I did a lot of research into this and looked at what it was about philanthropy that made it effective and ineffective. And one of the reasons that people don't get involved in their communities is because they associate community service with being a chore and being boring. The opportunity that lies in that space, however, is the fact that the world is so varied and so full of different places where help is needed that you are likely to find a place where you can be useful in an area of your life that you're already naturally interested in. Are you interested in the arts? You can volunteer with an after-school arts program, or you can tutor somebody in a particular instrument, or if you're interested in the outdoors. I mean, it really is important for you to connect the idea of giving back to something that is already inside of you in terms of an interest, because that makes the experience that you're having enjoyable. That's that's another thing that I think a lot of people lose track of in this process of, in this personal development journey. You know, you're so busy fixing and trying to heal the trauma that you forget that we're supposed to enjoy this ride. Like this life thing.
Oh, really?
You know, this life thing is supposed to be fun. It doesn't all have to be difficult. It doesn't all have to be super hard. It can be fun. And one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to learn how to have a sense of humor about where you are.
That's a whole topic on its own.
You know it.
Okay, we weren't going to go there, but since we're there, could you... there's a lot of... You did... lot of people are having a hard time right now. A lot of people may have an easier time, you know, coming out of this. Some people may have an even harder time coming out of this than they've been in it. I mean, there are different levels, different phases, and it also goes in cycles, right? Spiraling from, oh, I was okay, now I'm not okay. So could you give do you have like one thing that clients can think about in this moment or in a future moment when they get to a place where I can't handle this moment?
I think the first stop I usually recommend is just to remind yourself that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies to when times are good too. Because it's a reminder. Yeah. When times are good, it's like, oh man, I'd better enjoy this. Mm. Let me milk this experience for everything that it's got to give me, because it's not going to last forever, and that makes it more beautiful. But in times of struggle, it is a fact of life. This is not going to be the case forever.
Mm-hmm.
The virus may last longer than maybe we expect. Things might change, but the fact that nothing ever lasts forever is a good place for us to start having a healthy way of relating to this thing.
And going with what you just said, actually, about when times are good, at the same time, we could say, I'm going to milk this to get everything I can out of this, to learn everything I need to learn and figure things out while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, even looking at this idea of staying in place, right? The idea of staying at home. It's all about how you frame it, at least mentally. I don't want to undervalue the very real financial struggles and everything and other problems people are dealing with.
Right.
A big chunk of what is making people uneasy about this time is actually the fact that they are stuck at home and they're not used to this. And to that, I've been telling my clients, well, you have a choice. You can look at this as you're stuck at home and relate to it as a prison, or you can relate to it as I'm stuck at home and I'm going to use this as a time as if I were in an ashram or a temple or a temporary pause in time where the lack of outside distraction permitted me to make myself the place where I devoted all of that extra energy that I had. All of my energy that was going to other people and going to dinners and places and conversations and everything, because we're also at a point where a lot of people have run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. So, there's a growing sense of unease because whatever hasn't been dealt with is now coming up to surface because there are less opportunities for distraction, and the common places where people distract are starting to not work anymore.
Yep.
So if you're used to being somebody who's productive all the time and you're still under that kind of directive, and make yourself your project. That is literally the best investment of your time.
Nice.
You can always be productive in the way and in the work that you choose to do for yourself. Get to know yourself better. You're the only human being that's going to be with you the rest of your life. So you might as well get yourself to a point where you like that person.
Well, speaking about getting to know ourselves better and getting to know you better, those who want to work one-on-one with Mona Green can go to Namasme, and that's NAMASME.com, Namasme.com. And actually, that name itself, her company name, is very interesting. And when we come back, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about the company and a little bit more with Mona and the meaning of Namasme. In our next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then a little later on, a live spoken word and music with Lily Fangs, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor.
to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
I'm Filippo, sitting here online with Mark, and joining us shortly will be Dorothy Donahue for our Ask Dorothy segment. And we're online with our guest, Mona Green, speaker, life coach, artist. Actually, we haven't gotten to talk too much about that. Singer, musician, multi-talented. But Namasme is her company, namasme.com, N-A-M-A-S-M-E.com. Mona, that's a play on something.
Yeah, so the day that I decided to launch my own company, I sat in meditation and I just, it came through right away. I asked the question, okay, what should I name the company? And I sat and it wasn't even 5 minutes before the name came through. And it's a play on namaste. Namaste meaning the divinity in me recognizes the divinity in you. And right. My argument and the reason I chose Namasme was because in my experience, the divinity in me isn't capable of understanding the divinity in anything or anyone else unless it acknowledges its own divinity first. So that's why it ends in M-E instead of T-E. And, you know, that's the overarching message behind the work that I do. With the additional, okay, you did the me work, now let's do the we work. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know you're a performer as well, and I found that there it's expanding the circle. In times, there have been times when I haven't felt like I was able to perform for this many people, or this is the first time I've performed for this many people, or this kind of situation. And what I've started to do, or what I started to do back when, was to say, okay, well, I perform for this, and this is just expanding to the next level. We're not jumping in cold.
Absolutely not. And it's also understanding different ways of communicating. I don't think anything that I help people with is new. These are universal concepts, ideas, principles. What matters is the communication of it in a way that lands. So as a performer, you have an innate ability to read the room. You can see when the message is landing. You can see when perhaps changing your approach is important. So it's been a real gift to have that skill set in the work that I do with folks, for sure.
Well, I bet also the fact that you, well, interestingly enough, in your bio, you say you call 10 different, you don't say you've lived in 10 different countries. You say you have had the blessing of calling 10 different countries home. Mm-hmm. And when you make something home, it takes on a whole other thing. It becomes a part of you. So you understand more people, or what you tell me, what that has done for you.
I think it's just increased my ability to create context for my nice. Clients in a way that they can see themselves and feel comfortable, because a lot of this work has to do with trust and communication. And if you can create an environment with a client that enables them to feel safe and they can trust you and you're speaking their language, I mean, the depths that they will allow you to go are humbling. And that's where the good stuff is, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really thankful that, because by virtue of having been exposed to so many different cultures, viewpoints, education styles, languages, all of this stuff has made it very easy for me to weave and understand the nuances of pretty much anybody. I've lived in, you know, in North America, South America, Europe, and Asia. I've spent some time in the Middle East and a little bit of time in Africa. So you know, the point of reference is a little bit of everywhere. Still have a lot to learn for sure, but I have a basic understanding of what that person may be going through, at least socially or culturally, which is an immediate invitation for them to just breathe a little easier, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I know that you've been a change maker towards gender equality, but with so much of your work, equality in general, as you talk about community and people within the community and all of that, having us be more educated about each other and about different cultures and languages and how people think and religions and all that, it's certainly is something that we could all use more of. So thank you for bringing it through your work in this way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for acknowledging that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And you mentioned when we were talking, potentially collecting your client notes and, you know, being able to put them out there in a way that people can get something out of it. But potentially some of the experiences you've also had in these countries and speaking these languages will also have an effect for the better, for the positive, for so many people.
I mean, that is definitely the hope. Like I said before, I also have a lot of work to do still, but part of the blessing in this particular situation has been that I have had the time to sit down and look at everything that I've done, at least on a professional level, for the last 6 years, and what common themes pop up for the clients that I've had. And so I've been distilling all of that data into information, and I'm developing an online offering so that I can provide yet another level of accessibility to Namasme for people who might be struggling financially, because that's a very real thing we have to consider as business owners right now.
Right. Well, you have so much to offer. I have a feeling that we're going to be connecting more. At least that's my hope for me personally and Life Changes, and for all the people that follow us all. So, Mona, this has been a beautiful start to something very special, and thank you for being Mona Green.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Filippo and Mark. This has been a wonderful experience through and through, from 2 months ago, you know, initiating
right.
conversations to today. So I, like you, hope to grow the relationship and to serve your people and your audience in whatever way I can.
Wonderful. Well, Namasme, NAMASME.com is where you could learn more about Mona and what she's doing. And you can connect with her one-on-one there, as well as invite her to be a speaker on, at this point, maybe even Zoom. Right, Mona?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, with that, again, a big pleasure and looking forward to more. Mona Green. And now it's time for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is George from Santa Ana. I've been out of work since February, and I have been doing okay up until now. There seems to be total chaos all over the world, and my friends and family appear to be living in complete fear. I've always been an optimist, and back in February, I thought that this virus thing would be over in a few weeks. As much as I didn't like the idea of confinement, I've been taking advantage of the time off to learn new things by using the internet to explore subjects that had always been interesting to me, but that I didn't have time for. Now, here we are in the middle of May, and I am still okay until I talk to my family and friends. They are experiencing deep depressions and anxiety, and I don't know how to help them. In their texts and phone calls, they complain of being bored and so isolated, they can only watch the news channels all day and all night. Do you have any advice?
Dear George, these are interesting times indeed. Personally, I haven't been overjoyed with the lockdown approach that is going on. However, I too am an optimist, and I've been using my extra time to find ways to better myself. I'm reading books and listening to and watching some very interesting videos. With the internet, we are blessed to have so much access to almost any interest we may wish to explore. The internet also allows us to connect with our loved ones through Zoom and other online video connections. Most smartphones also allow us to see one another during video phone calls. So maybe you can suggest these kinds of connections instead of just texts and phone calls. One of the great benefits I've experienced during these interesting times is to get to know my family, friends, and soul family at a deeper level. Fear often brings out inner truths in those we know and love, and I find that so many are expressing things that they never discussed with me in the past. This has allowed me to explore our relationships at a deeper level, and I feel that once this downtime is over, I will have different kinds of relationships with some of my present friends, family, and soul family members. I suggest that you listen to your family and friends, and if they continue to need to moan and groan and express fear and anxiety in every conversation, you may wish to suggest they focus on more interesting and fun aspects than the news channels. If you haven't already shared the new things you've been exploring, please do so and ask them to have conversations with you about your new discoveries. You might also wish to start a book club with them and choose some books that will assist them in focusing on something other than the news. You can also share with them many of the interesting videos you have discovered while investing your downtime in positive ways. I am blessed to have friends who send me laugh-out-loud videos and funny things they have observed. You could start this kind of exchange with your loved ones. We can't change anyone, but we can be an excellent example, and I believe you will be doing just that as you share with them the kinds of things that make you think and that make you laugh. I trust this will all be over soon and that you will have a better connection with your family, friends, and loved ones than ever before.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Lily Fangs, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology.
All five beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy online during our Life Changes Show at Home edition. And joining us now online is our spoken word artist and performer and activist who blends genres of hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soul, electronica, and more. Welcome to the show, Lily Fangs.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hi.
Greetings. We're great. You know, I was actually, I know we're all in different places. You are where about now?
I'm in Colorado at
in
this moment.
Okay, because your residence is Hawaii, but you really spend time all over the place, right?
Yeah, Colorado is my home base for quite a while at this point. My heart is here and in Hawaii from New York. So yes, all over. But I'm grateful to be in these mountains right now.
You know, I've gotten to know the multifacets of your talent as I was listening to your TED talk, TEDx talk, and as I was listening to so many pieces of music from Bandcamp and SoundCloud, et cetera, on your website and all that. And then just before the show, I found out that you are using your art and your talent and your voice and your heart to help people in hospice. And it just really touched me more than I was already touched already. Could you talk about that?
Yes, I'm on the journey of it, so I have no conclusions yet, but I'm certainly serving however I can. I think art's a great unifier, you know, whether it's very simple vibrations, which it usually has to be with people in sensitive conditions. So just gentle singing or playing something they know. I've been fascinated with watching kind of the memory come back online or some life force. So I just like to be with and soothe people throughout different processes of life. It's mostly been end of life work. And yeah, it's become a big, big passion and very soul feeding path for me, but we shall see how I can integrate more components.
Wow. And I know too that, like our guest, you're very big on community, creating community and sensing community and inspiring community. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, Yes, I think it naturally occurs in places of communing for the sake of music. I've been really lucky to be involved in different musical or transformational culture scenes where some hard conversations are going on or celebrations of breakthrough. So I think inherently when people gather for common causes, there's naturally a almost a phenomenon, like a tangible feeling of the collective power. You can mm-hmm. feel it. You can speak to it, and often I do in my music, and I call it out of us, or I seek it personally. I know I need it as an introvert. Actually, I can notice when it's a really healing and powerful thing. But I've been lucky to just get thrown in the power of people coming together and have many beneficial experiences.
Nice. So what are we going to get to experience today of your art?
Who knows? I want to take one moment and just really honor Mona, and y'all's conversation was dope and just powerful of everyone to keep diving into the questions. I loved how it circled. I think circle is the main adjective that keeps coming up, or spiraled. Mm. My content usually delves into those areas. A lot of self-reflection lately, and as always, but I find myself having a good bit of social commentary. At least that's how I started, and that's what a lot of spoken word can be known for.
Mm-hmm.
It's been far more introspective for me lately, or perhaps it all blends. So I will share this shorter spoken word piece that kind of perhaps resonant, especially after y'all's conversation.
Wow, and what's the title of this?
Titles are an area I fall short for a show, as I just think everything's a bit of a living organism. It keeps changing, and unless I need to type it in somewhere online, register a song, I don't really. So maybe we'll all decide on something at the end of it.
Well, actually, Mark just chimed in and said circles and spirals. Maybe you don't fall short in the titles. Maybe the titles are just too short. That can't speak to the expansiveness of your what you share. So, but if circles and spirals work for you, I'm going to introduce it as such.
Sure.
Well, here is circles and spirals. Present.
I feel like that's gonna make everyone dizzy, pretty quickly. My friend called me a walking run-on sentence.
Nice.
The other day, so I was not offended.
No, I resonate with that. Actually, yeah. I like that. I might have to adopt some of that for myself. But here is, let's call it Circles and Spirals live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Lily Fangs.
So we spiral the clock and find it might be an hour past the age of Aquarius. We can feel, see, sense that the fears are various, but we must muster up the strength to grow. From the bottom of our roots, we might be able to find the nutrients slow until the ink of the blueprints glow and we redefine a paradigm where the Red Riding Hoods and the wolves go. We stop dividing hoods, oh, because when the winds of change blow, it might be a tornado. They've been whispering change for far too long. We're all here to improve, perhaps walk in a few pairs of shoes, perhaps learn lessons about the soul, that it doesn't break, it doesn't bruise. It may feel like it is, but similar to a bone, I think it just gets stronger. I feel like I've been hanging on a jungle gym, not sure if I can keep my grip any longer. So I drop, trust that the net will appear. Our reflexes are on point, so it's not the fall we should fear. Yeah, my third eye's open, sure, but I keep catching its tear. Here, is where we can see, we feel we're part of the ocean, but we've been stuck on the pier. So here's where we stand up for what we mean by community. Here we stand up for some free speech and unity. Here we can seek the path and learn the language of each other's hearts until we speak them fluently. Let us learn to speak each other's hearts fluently. Circles and squares.
Wow. Oh, no. So that's a short version. I hope there's a longer version.
Sure. I could do a few shorties.
That was awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're big on Instagram. You do a lot of this, actually. People can really take it in on Instagram. It's Lily Fangs. That's LILYFANGZ. Lily Fangs, you find her on Instagram. And actually, her music's available on Bandcamp. We have all her links on our Life Changes Show pages of her. But you can find more at Instagram.com. Anywhere else that we should send people?
There is a website, planetfangs.org. On all the platforms, it is just Lily Fangs. So...
Okay.
The Facebook community is really active. I've actually not been able to log in there, but there's 60,000 folks, and soon I'll be able to log in and talk to them.
Okay.
But yeah, just Lily Fangs across the board.
So I know you have something else prepared for us, but before you do that, Chomp sounds really exciting. Could you share a little bit about that with us?
Yes, I am excited. It's a catchphrase we've been using for a while, just in a playful way. Chomp chomp is something that Fangs can do. It is being broken down into an acronym, CHOMP. We have a few episodes filmed, but now that everyone is converted to the interwebs, it might actually be quite a bit easier to just have a show. The C is standing for cultivating, the H changes, so cultivating hope, hip-hop, health, happiness, hats, horseradish, really anything that we're having a guest on for. And then OMP is on my planet. So cultivating hope on my planet. And that is a very broad breadth of topic possibilities, but just using the probably Instagram live format to connect with great folks that I've already been able to connect with through that platform, and have them on and talk some real talk, chomp into it.
This is Mark. Lily, keep me posted on when that horseradish episode is.
Yo, you want in on the horseradish episode? Absolutely.
I want in on all of them, actually. Right. Yeah. Just saying.
If y'all think of other H possibilities, yeah, just keep a running list.
Nice.
Of them.
Well, with that, Lily, what would you share with us now?
I was thinking, because of Mama's Day yesterday, which is kind of every day in my book.
Nice.
I've got a song that was inspired. I don't remember if it was my mother's birthday or Mother's Day several years ago, but there's a song off the first Raw album. There's now three of them, but Raw 1, track called Prayer for Mama or something like that. I don't remember. See, I'm bad with titles. But that is this, what I will do now.
Okay, well, here she is, Lily
Fang. It's called Mama's Call. Yeah, let's call it that.
Mama's what?
Call.
Call. Ooh, okay. Well, here is Lily Fang's performing live at home on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Mama's Call.
Okay, y'all. Hey, Mama, I know that you hear me. Hey, Mama, I know you see clearly everything that we are here to do.
check it. I know I'm really just a part of you. So I stay walking though I'm stumbling on my steps. And you just tell me to take a deep breath. So I do, so I do. But the color's still blue. I do, I do, I do, do. Yeah. I could say we never meant to make you cry. I see you every time I look up at the sky. You gave me wings and you taught me how to fly. Though sometimes I am still crawling and I'm still asking why. Mama, your love is so profound. Help me kneel and kiss this ground. Help me feel and trust my sound. You lift me up when my heart's been down, eh? Hey, come on now, you lift me up when my heart's been down, hey, hey, come on now. Every day is a day to celebrate you. Strength be the sun rays that'll break through. Cold clouds of confusion, everybody losing the sense of connection to the truth. And I know we didn't have the smoothest road, but I wouldn't trade a single bump, mama. You my gold, and you the strongest woman that I ever known. Standing steady, single-handed, just to keep our home. This is big ups to the mamas, gonna claim your throne. And as I get a little older, understanding expands. I may no longer be the baby that can fit in your hands, but you still hold me in your heart. You the end, and I'm the start. You the ocean, I'm the tide, mama. We don't really part, and we all just learning how to love again. How to care for the womb that we're all up in. So I bow to your patience, I bow to your grace. Never wanted us to fight, never wanted us to race. Pray that we all learn as the fire steady burn. We can balance out the boat if we let wisdom take a turn. Let's let wisdom take a turn. Let wisdom take a turn.
Mm.
Mama's calling.
Thank you, Lily Fangs. That's very special. You're very special.
Yes. Thank you, Lily Fangs.
LilyFangz. Yes. Thank you so much. You'll find her on social media at Lily Fangs, and also look for her on Bandcamp, lilyfangs.bandcamp.com, to find her Raw One album is there. Your other ones too?
The other ones too. This week we dropped Raw 3.
Wow.
And Volume 1 of the Migraine mixtape. So there's about 17 new songs floating around. And this week, or what is today? Monday. I don't know. This week, I think I'm going to put out a spoken word album.
Wow. Please let us know so we can share with our friends and fans, and what a true pleasure this has been. Thank you for joining us, Lily.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm glad we finally made it happen. I appreciate all that you do.
Yes, thank you. And we appreciate you. And a big thank you again to Mona Green,
yes,
our wonderful guest.
I'm going to reach out to her. That'll be great.
Yes, yes. We feel like the two of you could really do some wonderful things together. So with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am your host, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone. Thank you so much, Doug. All right. Yes. Oh, it was awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
I'm still here. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Oh, there you are. Yes.
So good. Really, yeah. Was fire, yes. Y'all. All right. Okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to sign off or stay on, so I just stayed on.
You stayed on. We mentioned you a couple times, so it was good. Perfect.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome evening, gentlemen.
We'll get some more.
All right. Sounds good.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. on Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.